Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Welcome to Tuesday show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. He's officially done with the 25 Whistles and the Sore Losers podcast. So now when it's time to leave work, he won't always be the last.
Yeah, I'll be the first.
Doubt it.
Sure.
Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody. Let's go.
Guys, I think I'm done with this Mexican tradition I've been doing my entire life. And it's hitting a piñata. So, like, come Easter, birthday parties, ever since I was a little kid.
I was going to ask that. I've hit piñatas, but
yeah.
When do you traditionally hit them? All celebrations?
Any celebration.
Got it.
Any celebration where you can find an excuse to buy a piñata and hit it, you do it. And you fill it up with candy, and all the kids, you either blindfold them or whatever, they get a broomstick, and they hit the crap out of the piñata until the candy falls out. And I'm like, I love this. And then, like, over the weekend, Easter comes, I buy a piñata, it's a cute little bunny, fill it up with candies, and then I watch my kids just beat the crap out of it. An arm falls off, a leg falls off, The bunny's headless, and they're just loving, like, killing this bunny. And I'm like, is this really a good tradition?
Huh.
I may stop doing it. Because I the feeling I had while it was happening, I'm like, this is not good.
What if it wasn't a bunny? What if it was like a piñata of, I don't know, Saddam Hussein?
Ooh, now I'm
on
board.
Now, would that change it up if it was something you hated?
Yes.
Or like a Philadelphia Eagle, since you're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
That's or the Super Bowl trophy, about. Since you're a Cowboys fan.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he wants that, though.
But they don't ever
get
it.
He just takes that and puts it on the shelf. So I would just say, I don't think you should kill the tradition.
Yeah.
I think you should put things up there you don't mind killing.
Okay.
Because piñatas are fun. I think at my birthday party a couple years ago, there was a piñata that was made for me.
Didn't you kill it?
I missed. They kept pulling it up.
Yeah, that's the best part.
It irritates the crap out of me. Don't kill it yet. I'd say find piñatas that you hate.
Okay.
Or make your own.
Find some bad people and, like, make a piñata.
Make a lunchbox head.
Ooh, good idea.
Rude.
All right, moving on. He made us guess the celebrity he saw in the wild, which is okay, until we found out it was the guy sitting next to him every single day. That was the celebrity, Mike Dean.
Oh,
yeah. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Oh, boy. So last week I came to you and said that the 05 Altima may be in a movie. Someone hit me on Instagram. They'll be filming a movie in their neighborhood, and they were looking for 2,000 vehicles, year 2000, that area, to park on the street for a scene. So I texted the director. I said, hey, man, I got an 05 Altima. Would you like it in the movie? And he was like, that would be great. Send us some pictures of the Altima. Send him a picture. And I waited. 32 hours later, got a text back, said, oh, we got all the cars we need. Thanks.
Do you think...
Dang!
It's because your car's so beat up?
I just think I waited too long, maybe.
No, I think you're right, Bones. Like, they need a car that looks new in the 2000s.
Yes.
Not old in the 2000s.
Yes. That's what I think, too. I saw a picture of it.
It's all rusty.
When are you going to get a new car?
Let me see. Not anytime soon. I mean, it's still running.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Got gas in it.
If it's running and it still feels safe to drive with the kids in it, does it?
Sometimes.
Yeah, see.
I start it up and I feel like it shakes a little bit, but...
I can respect it. But there comes a time when it's time to kind of just move on.
Yeah, my kids do always say, Dad, your car's really dirty.
Well, that's not moving on. That's just you being disgusting.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the car does struggle, right?
Sometimes.
How many miles did it have on it?
214,320, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And so do you ever drive your kids more than 15 minutes in it?
Yeah.
Like on the highway?
Well, yeah, on the highway.
Do you feel completely safe about that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then there you go. As long as you feel safe with them in it.
I wonder how my wife feels. I don't know if she feels safe with the kids in the car and she just doesn't say anything.
I don't feel safe when you drive away in it. And I'm not even in it. I'm just like, oh, that ain't going to end well for him.
I'm going to go ask my wife if she feels comfortable with me taking the kids in it, because she always like, oh, you can take my car.
That's probably why.
Yeah. I'm going to ask her.
All right, moving on. She does the morning corny in the pile. She always tries to make a smile. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So I was driving in my car with my son. I was taking him to jujitsu, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a warning light comes on, and it's red. I get warning lights, you know, I've gotten them before, but they're yellow. So I feel like those you can just ignore. But when it's red, you have to pay attention.
And yellow means keep going, but with caution.
Yeah.
Red means you better stop.
Yeah, and it says on the screen, like, don't drive over 30 miles per hour. And I'm like, really? I mean...
Why? What's the light look like that says? It's not a tire light?
Uh-uh. It was like the little warning triangle thing, red, and then it was telling me, don't drive over 30. That's what it was telling...
I've never seen that
one.
Never in my life. I didn't even know my car had whatever was happening. And I thought, well, I mean, surely I can go a little bit over 30. If I hit...
If it says don't go over 30, surely.
Well, I wasn't trying to go 50 or anything, but I thought, well, if I go 31, we'll see what happens. And it starts beeping at me. My son starts freaking out because he's like, Mom! So then I try to stay at like 25 and I'm taking him and I drop him off at jujitsu, and then I immediately just go to the dealership driving 25, and it's not that far, so that's good. And I roll up. I don't have an appointment or anything. I just go in and explain the situation. They still don't know what it is. I have a loaner. I have no idea what's going on with the car.
Wasn't like smoke coming out from under the hood or anything, right?
No, but... I mean, I'm waiting to get the call. We'll see what's happening. I hope that it's just like a programming thing.
When are you going to get a new car, Amy? I mean, that is not safe. I mean, you want to borrow the 05 Ultima?
Come on. That could be a computer issue.
I am hoping that's what it is, because I don't want it to be. I don't know. This seems like it could be a big deal.
I've never heard of don't drive over 30. Speed, don't go under 40 or whatever, the bus will explode.
Speed. Yeah.
Oh, the movie Keanu Reeves.
Oh, the movie.
Where if you go, maybe it's 60, you go under 60, everything explodes. But other than that, I haven't heard your version of it, called Slow.
Yeah, and it was just beep, 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 beep. And so they're trying to figure it out. But shout out, thankfully, the people that are working there were listeners, because they helped me out and got me a loaner.
Oh, you flexed that muscle?
I didn't.
Good
I didn't.
For you, Amy.
I didn't say anything. They said, we listen to the show.
Is she going full lunchbox on us?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I was saying they were very kind.
I get it, Amy.
I did not say a thing.
You support that?
I support it. Listen, Amy, when you got to get stuff done, drop names, say, hey, throw your arms up, make a scene, let them know who you are.
I didn't.
Wear a name tag.
Good for you, Amy. Good for you for flexing the show.
I did.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he drives slow like an 80-year-old. In all other areas of his life, he's pretty bold. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. I want to tell you guys that I'm on this, and I mentioned it, but I'm on this anti-parasite cleanse now. And so I take a dropper of whatever, and then I take 2 pills 3 times a day, 15 days. And I'm trying to cleanse myself of these parasites that I have declared I have inside of me. I think that could have been the issue with what, but I'm just going to say this. Make sure day one and day two that you do this, if you decide to do it as I'm doing, you're not at work or anywhere.
Why? Oh, no.
Oh, you get it, Eddie?
You open the pipes up?
Boy, howdy.
The dam broke
open? It's just like, it's been hard. It's been hard, you know? It's been hard.
So have you passed any?
I don't know. My wife's asked the same thing. Did you pass anything? I'm like, how am I supposed to know?
Yeah, do you check the toilet?
No.
Well, if you...
No. I can't run from it fast enough. I'm out of there. Ooh, I hit it and just go. I'm just going to let it be.
Okay.
As a wise man once said, let it be.
4 of them, actually.
And hopefully, it's just going to have happened. But I'm doing it right now. But I don't know how you're supposed to know.
Well, if you're not looking...
Nah, that's too early in the morning for that crap, literally. And I'm not. I'm just taking it. I don't even know that I have one, but it also says you can do it. This is 80% of humans have parasites in them.
That's crazy, man.
Which is crazy. That's right. So I'm in the middle of that, but I'm feeling pretty good today.
Are you taking Parasmart?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the?
Parasmart? How do you guys know what
I've,
in the
I've
world?
Dealt with parasites before, like a long time ago. Mm. That's good. No, you didn't get it from me.
Interesting.
This was
yeah.
Weird.
Oh, no. Look at this.
No, don't worry.
Syrup.
Somehow I got it from Lunchbox. I don't know how.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
All right, let's go. We're here today. We're starting the show. We're glad you're here. It's at this time every morning we hear from you. We answer questions because you send them to our mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Bobby Bones. My husband is currently out of town on a 2-week work trip. I've been enjoying having the house to myself with just me and the dog. Until last night when our dog wandered into his man cave. He has one rule. Our dog is never allowed in the man cave. Well, our dog helped himself to a baseball autographed by Nolan Ryan.
Oh, no.
His dad got it signed for him when he worked for the Texas Rangers in the early 90s, so he's had it forever. Oh. Mm-hmm. I can get one on eBay for under $100, except it's not personalized. The options are, should I own up to it, just tell him the dog chewed it up, or should I buy an old baseball with Nolan Ryan's autograph and forge the personalization myself?
Oh, no.
I have a little time before he gets back. Signed, wife who dropped the ball. Now, you want to know what you should do or what I would do? Because I'm going to be honest with you, it ain't the same thing, I don't think.
Okay.
The ink has to be the same color, too, though. Like, you have to remember, and maybe you can still see it on what the dog ate. But he's going to be upset. Oh, man. I'd probably get that ball if it's the same ink, like, same size. And just write the name on it.
What? And you would forge the autograph?
I don't need to forge the autograph. I would forge. Yes, what he wrote is the name. Like to
That's
Benji.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
To Benji, whatever it was, if I can see it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. He's never going to know.
Oh, Bones. When you get something autographed.
But you don't. I have tons of stuff autographed. Never go look at it again.
No, but he's had this since he was a kid.
I know.
He probably looked at this thing thousands of times. Yeah. Like, how cool is this ball?
I'm telling you, I bet he never walks up and just like examines it. I bet it's cool and he has it there, but I never. You shouldn't do what I'm saying. I said, you want to know what I would do or what I would say? What you should do is own up to it immediately and just take your lumpins and that's the end. Maybe you could put the chewed up ball in a little case and, you know, it's another season of our life. Uh-huh. But yeah. He's probably going to be upset. Or what you can do is you can wait to tell him when he's in a really good mood about something else.
Oh, yeah.
That way.
And squash the good mood?
Well, no, not squash the good mood, but limit how much bad mood you get.
I don't like that at all because he's finally, he's happy about something and then you're like coming in with
the. Yeah, then you don't feel the wrath as much.
Here's another thing too. Like, you know, I don't look at my autograph stuff very often. It could be in 5 years when he realizes it's chewed up.
Absolutely.
And then you're just like.
Long divorced. I mean, yes, that's right. Or that. You're like, I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's weird.
So you can get an autograph Nolan Ryan for $99, for $46, bucks, for $39, for $102. So your options are there. You just have to kind of match what the other one was. If you wrote years on it.
Okay. Could she order a bunch of balls and put them in, like have a ton, and when she goes to tell him, she's going to be like, I have something I have to tell you, and it's horrible. The dog ate your Nolan Ryan, but look, I bought you 5.
But I think this one's probably about his dad.
Yeah, dad, the connection.
You keep that one. Guys, I understand this, but it's like, hey, now you have the chewed up signed ball and 5 extra balls.
If he already doesn't like the dog, too, that's an extra wrinkle. Maybe he loves the dog. But I think you protect the dog, and then you get a fake one. For the dog. For the dog's life and honor. But that's also on you if you let the dog in there.
I guess once you do tell him, maybe send the dog to a friend's house for a few days.
Oh, yeah. Let him cool down.
Wait until the dog dies of natural causes way down the line and tell him then.
And you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, you want to. Go look at your ball. Okay, what should she do? What should she do? Not what did I say. What should she do, Amy?
What I said, go buy as many balls as you can.
Oh. It's expensive.
Okay, as you can. So maybe it's the $44 one or whatever you said. And then present him with a lot of balls and tell him. I don't know. You just have to be honest out of the gate. Why not? And don't, but don't do it on a day that he's really happy about something.
I would do it then because in the beginning, he's not going to be.
Yeah, he's not going to be as mad.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
I thought you should reach out to Nolan Ryan on social media and see if he could personalize a ball to your husband, explain what happened. Only problem is Nolan Ryan ain't got social media. So you're just going to have to tell him.
Email?
Pony Express.
You're just going to have to tell him and say, look, I'm a bad wife.
Eddie?
Nothing. Just put the ball where it was and just pray to God that he never sees it. You could see it in 5 years.
If enough time passes, it could be a kid's fault and they never admitted
it. Exactly. That's weird. You can even play with it. Oh, that's weird. I don't know what that is.
What even dog was this? I don't want the dog in here.
That's what I'm saying.
You should just tell him. Get it over with. Rip the Band-Aid off. But I would get a fake one and write the name on it. And if your goldfish died and I was watching, I could find the same one. I'd replace the goldfish. You better dang believe it. Because I want you to feel the best. It ain't about me. It's about you. I want you to feel the best. It's that memory with your dad. We can't replace that memory, but we can make sure you still feel great about it, about the ball that you got, kind of. Not really, but still there. I want you to be sad about it. Tell him the truth. All right, that's the email. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. I always know when two different people on the show send me an idea, something to talk about, but they have two different versions of what happened. It's going to be so good for the air. And so it's Lunchbox and Morgan number two. And they both said, hey, I want to talk about something that happened up here at the building yesterday. And so I'm going to let Lunchbox go first.
Yes, thank you.
And then I'm going to go to Morgan and let her tell her side of the story. So what happened?
So they had a Dunkin' truck out front where they were giving away free coffee and I thought donuts. So I was like, awesome. So I go out there to get some free donuts. I'm excited. And they go, oh, no, we only have coffee, but we do have gift cards. And I said, oh, that's great because I have a family and I have kids and they love donuts. So I'd love to get some gift cards.
You talked to them like that, so yeah. Nice and respectfully.
And I'm like, I used to sling donuts for a living. I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts. Don't you worry about it. Yeah, gift card be great. And they go, we only have two left. And I said, oh, that's perfect. You know what I mean? And Morgan goes, no, I need one. Morgan,
she came in like the villain. Wow.
Oh, she came in and snatched one real quick.
Go ahead.
Like, what are you doing? You don't even have kids. You're not taking your kids to get donuts. This isn't like a big day for them. Instead.
So you took two and she got none?
No, I got one. She got one because
No, but your idea was you wanted two and she got none.
Yeah, because she doesn't have kids to take to donut day. And
so only people with kids get a gift card?
The whole point was I was going to take my kids to Dunkin'.
But that's your point.
Yeah, but she was the... She heard, oh, there's only two left, and reached in and grabbed as I was about to get two. Okay. So she...
Why would you get two, though?
For my kids.
No, I know, but why would they give anybody two?
Because I told them I want to bring my two kids. Well, I have three, but the younger one doesn't understand what it... Like, that way they can each give the gift card when they're paying for their donut, makes them feel special, teaches them about how paying at the register...
Why not give them, like, a $5 bill?
No, because I had a... If one has a gift card and one has a $5 bill...
Both could do $5 bill.
No.
So you're upset because?
Because she just inserted herself in there like she was, oh, give me that gift card. She doesn't even need one.
Okay, now, Morgan.
Rude.
Your side.
Yeah, so Lunchbox and I walked out there together to the food truck, and we walked up at the same time, and I was very kind, and I was willing to try the coffee. I don't even drink coffee, but I was like, hey, you guys are here, and I'm grabbing one, and the girl goes, hey, I have a gift card for each of you guys. Hands them directly to both of us. And Lunchbox tries to snatch the one out of her hand that she's giving to me and says, you don't deserve one. You don't have kids.
Different story.
So only people with kids deserve a gift card for free donuts?
Apparently. He kept repeating it. And he would try. I was just standing there trying to talk to the girl. And he kept coming up to me and like trying to grab it out of my hand like we were playing a game.
Was he serious?
I don't know. I assume so.
Okay. Everybody that's not Morgan or Lunchbox, your final thoughts. Who wins the big debate here? Amy.
Morgan.
Why?
I mean, what, do I even have to say?
Yeah, for his own sake.
Hold on.
Okay.
Why are you not going with me?
For his own sake, go ahead.
Okay. I would just say that Morgan was present. She's the one there. She's just like you. She was handed the gift card for the people that are physically there. And just because Morgan doesn't have kids doesn't mean she doesn't get a gift card.
Also, what if somebody else would have been there at the exact same time and they didn't have kids, but you didn't know them? You wouldn't have done that to them.
Right.
You only did that to her because you know her.
I would have tried to take two.
But if they were like, no, that's for her, you wouldn't have been like, well, I got kids, random person.
You don't know that.
I do know that. Eddie.
Look, I have four kids, right? Thank you. I side with Morgan. That's so dumb. Like, there were two gift cards, one for each of you. That's how it works.
Yeah, you don't get more just because you have kids.
I disagree. You get more back on your taxes.
But not donuts. You don't get more donuts because you have kids for that reason. If it were show us pictures of your kids day and we'll give you a gift cards, Morgan would have gotten none.
Exactly.
And also, I tried to let her know, you know, that I used to slang for Dunkin' Donuts. So, like, I used to work there. So, it's more like I got loyalty. Morgan just is just a, you know, a feather in the wind. She doesn't care. She'll go to this donut shop, go to that donut shop. I stay local.
But their point is, and I'm glad local, you said that, they don't loyal. Need your business because you're staying local and loyal. And she's a feather in the wind. Maybe that gets her there.
I don't know.
Yeah. Morgan, you're completely in the right. Do you have your card?
I do have it.
How much was the card worth?
I think it's like $5.
See?
See what? Why did you steal C?
She stole $5 from me.
No, she
didn't steal it from you. Also, you said you get money back on your taxes. That means you have more money than I do as a single person. So take it and buy donuts with it.
And you don't get more just because you have kids as far as like gift cards.
Okay. I disagree, but I tried and she stole it. And I mean, the lady had two in her hand and I was reaching for them. And here
Why
comes
would she
this,
give you both? It doesn't matter.
And
I'm
here
done.
Comes this little hand Morgan, out of nowhere and goes, little grabby hands.
Oh,
I did not grab it.
Oh, you did.
Why does she have grabby hands? What is that exactly?
Grab it out of that other lady's hand. She grabby hands.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm done with this bit. Morgan, you win, though.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Melissa Morris lives in Wynn, Arkansas, and a couple of weeks ago, those tornadoes ripped through her town. It was coming through. She heard the sirens, so she went into her bathroom, hid, and she was okay, but when she got out, her house was destroyed. She had lost a shed, and in that shed was a bunch of her old memories, a bunch of pictures that she lost. She was like, I'm never going to find these. Well, 150 miles away, John Ellis, who lives in Bradford, Tennessee, is walking around his
that
yard.
That far?
150 miles away. And he sees a picture. He's like, this is interesting. So he puts it on social media. He's like, does anyone know who this is? And somehow it got back to Melissa. It was Melissa's daughter's basketball picture from high school. I don't know how many years ago, but it had the high school name on the jersey. So it connected her and Melissa got her picture back. So this is crazy. So, I mean, if anyone else sees pictures out there, send them my way.
To you?
No, Melissa said that.
Said that. I can't believe a picture will blow 150 miles.
I'm from a tornado. That's unbelievable.
Are you sure you didn't like land in a car and then the car drive 80 miles?
Possibly like the Forrest Gump feather.
Got stuck on the bottom of someone's shoe.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I get tornadoes and how big they are and how strong, but to a picture that far. Also, again, not an ad, but if you have old pictures, you should get Legacy Box and save them all, make them digital.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the code is. What's the code?
Bones.
Is it Bones?
Yeah.
You go to legacybox.com, put in the code Bones, and any old pictures that you have, just pictures on paper in general, you send them in and they'll make it digital. Even old videos. So if something like this happens, we pray to God it's not a tornado.
Right.
But 150 miles. I'm blown away by that.
Me too, man. I saw that number, double checked it, and like, no, that's real.
Was it just one picture?
It was one picture that he found, but I mean, she's got a lot of pictures out there, so.
So anywhere in that 150 mile radius, be looking for pictures of family.
That's right.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Parker McCollum, walking in studio right now. Here are three number ones that he has as of this moment. Pretty Heart.
What does that say about me?
To Be Loved by You.
So why are you always angry?
And this one, well, it's about to be a number one. Here is Handle on You.
Tennessee and Kentucky.
He's got a new album coming out May 12th called Never Enough. Born in Conroe, Texas. Worked on his grandparents' ranch. You know, spent a lot of time in Austin, Texas. Is, you know, total Texas country dude who is living in Nashville now. He's obsessed with shoes and he's a good dude. And here he is now. Come on in, man.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Parker McCollum.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Do you have any lyrics people mess up all the time?
I have some that I mess up all the time.
I asked that because, before, I don't know why we're singing Edwin McCain when you walked in. You know, I will be your crying shoulder. They did that song right there. There's a lyric that goes, I'll be love suicide. And then Amy goes, love.
No, I thought I've always said, like, you're our love superstar.
I can see that.
I'll be.
I feel like that's common with hit songs because I do that songs I grew up listening to or whatever, and like years later I'll find out. I'm like, damn, that's what it's always said.
She just found, but I'm being told that's Kidz Bop's version, Amy. Do you listen to Kidz Bop, Edwin McCain? Do you have any lyrics you hear people sing back at all? That you're like, man, that is not right at how that lyric. Because if you have none, that means you enunciate perfectly and it all makes sense.
I do not. I'm actually, the band calls me the king of the gibberish on stage because I'll sing a whole verse and never say a word of English. But I just, you know,
like
BS.
Like the melody, but.
Until I get back to the chorus because I can't remember the words to my own song.
Do you fake that as to where the audience thinks that you're actually doing it or do they know you're doing gibberish?
I would say. Sonically, they can tell 100% that I'm not saying the right words because they know the words to the songs.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm out there. I sell it. I don't even skip a beat.
Do you do the thing where you stick the microphone out there if you don't remember the words sometimes?
I have before. Yeah.
I do that on the show sometimes, but no listeners will yell back because they can't. So that just makes it awkward when no one does it.
They're letting you down.
Handle on You's crushing it.
It's doing good.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I did see you tweet something a couple weeks ago where you're like, you know, I never wrote about beer, maybe in a song?
I've never said the word beer in a song.
Yeah. So what is that about? Purposeful? As a kid, he said, I'm never writing about beer. And then why'd you change?
No, maybe not intentional, but I just kind of dawned on me. I was, you know, thinking about this record and can it be successful in today's country music world? And, you know, what are so many songs about so many, there are so many common topics in country music. It kind of gets repetitive. And so I've always tried to stay away from that. And I was kind of wondering, had I done that on this record? And I thought I had. And then I was like, well, at the same time, I did say beer, and it's the first time I've ever said that in a song. So,
what song was that on the new record?
It's called Hurricane. I wrote it with David Lee Murphy. It's the lead track on the record.
You wrote that with Randy Rogers, too, huh?
Hey, Randy Rogers and John Randall. It was David Lee's song. He had written the chorus. We were just over at my house hanging out, and he played it, and I was like, dang, I want to sing that. I like that a lot.
Did you consider not even putting the song on the record?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I like it. I think it's really cool. And I like beer songs. I like drinking songs. I have a lot of songs about drinking. I mean, I wrote a song about whiskey, never said the word whiskey, you know. Just seems generic at times. And I think, you know, there's got to be a place for it. Like certain words that, you know, kind of get overused. And I don't know. I have a beer song now.
Have you been to a concert lately at all? Last show you've seen?
Last concert that I would have gone
for
to.
For fun.
Oh,
Boy, that long, huh? Because you're just on the road so much.
Probably John Mayer here in Nashville last year. Hallie and I went.
I went to him here.
It was a solo tour. A
couple weeks ago? Yeah. I know you're a big John Mayer fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be tough to go to a concert when you're always out doing concerts, and then most concerts are pretty much when you're gone anyway. You ever do anything on the road, though, if you're like on Friday or Saturday? Do you ever, like, purposefully, if your wife's out with you, like, we're going to spend the day doing this because we don't do a lot of stuff?
Sometimes. It's hard to have your wife on the road with you because there's so much stuff I'm accustomed to doing on the road, and I have such a routine when I'm on tour. And she doesn't, you know, she's not going to, like, work out in front of everybody in the bus with the guys. She actually would, I guess, but she doesn't on the road. She doesn't go and play. I go play golf all the time. But like we, at the same time, we'll go to a baseball game. You know, if we have a night show and there's a day game, like in St. Louis or something, we've done that. Busch Stadium. You don't get to go the whole thing. You only go to a few innings, but.
Do you worry about getting tired? Cause that's always my fear on the road is that I'm going to get tired. Then I'm not going to be able to nail it at night.
Yeah. I mean, you're so accustomed to just kind of going all the time. It's kind of why I have trouble sleeping when I'm not on the road. Cause I'm just so used to that schedule. But I don't think so. I mean, you know, your body lets you know when you need some rest.
My body always screams rest. Like right now, I need rest.
I would love some rest right now. I got three.
You did this? Why?
I just couldn't sleep. I went to the gym at like 4:30. I didn't even know they opened that early.
You went to the gym at 4:30 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You don't try to like suffer it out? Like just be miserable and get another 30 minutes?
No. So I did. I went and worked out and went home and slept an hour and came here.
What do you do when you work out? What's your main thing?
Right now, I'm just trying to gain a bunch of weight and just lift and just see how strong I can get and how big I can get.
Look at my muscle.
Dude, I know. The first thing I noticed when I walked in, like, Bobby's been lifting.
Yeah, just a little something, yeah. You know? What do you bench press?
I don't bench.
Yeah, me either, really. I don't max anyway.
It's bad for your shoulders.
What do you do? Squats?
No, I've kind of got this arthritis in my knee lately. I think from playing golf maybe and haven't been doing legs a whole bunch. I just started about a week ago, so I'll do like real lightweight squats, but a lot of lunges. A lot of machine legs.
How do you feel about people shirtless in the gym?
It depends. Like, I don't want to be at Lifetime with your shirt off. That's not the right vibe there.
I agree with that. Yeah. That's what I was saying. It is not the right vibe.
But there are gyms, you know, like old school, just strictly iron gyms, which I enjoy. We find on the road pretty often.
You ever box?
I did a little in high school. You know, the workouts are incredible, but I had no business trying to beat somebody up.
You're a pretty big dude, though. How tall are you?
6'3".
How much you weigh?
214.
He's like a linebacker.
Yeah, so yeah, what's your goal?
But I've been 193 pounds for, 20 years.
Let me see. Take your shirt off.
I'm kidding.
The crap.
I wish I could keep a straight face and just do it.
Just be like, yeah, man. Then I'd be like, no, man, I'm just kidding.
I kind of got a little belly right now because I've been eating and trying to bulk and gain so much weight that like my pants are kind of tight. Hallie was like, you have a belly.
What does she think about your body? Does she like you muscular or thin? Because my wife, wherever I am, she wants me to feel good. Even if she knows I'm kind of gross, she'll be like, I like it right now, even with your pooch. And I'm like, that's not true.
Well, that's what she's supposed to say, too.
Yes.
I don't know. I think she doesn't really say anything about it. She just is like, you got a little chunky.
Check these out on me.
Dang, gun.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when I walked in, I'm like, Bobby's
you
been...
No, you have.
How does that make you feel?
Why would he make that up?
Because he just followed along.
Hey, oh, well.
Well, we're going to come back with Parker in a second. We have some real stuff to talk about. I do want to mention the tour, some additional dates this fall. So every time I told you this, every time I look at your pictures from on the road, I pinch and zoom in. And like every seat's full.
It's been good. My career is as good right now as it's ever been. And honestly, it's a lot bigger than I ever really dreamed about when I was a kid.
Does it make you feel good?
Certainly.
Or does it make you feel anxious, like there's a new pressure?
A little anxious at times. You just want to deliver and you know, your life changes. And, you know, I mean, the older you get, right, the more responsibility you have, and you still have a full career to run. So that's kind of where some of the angst comes from. But I don't know. I mean, it's up to you. It's all mental. You know, if you want to handle it and step up to the plate and deliver,
yeah,
the opportunity's there. Boom. Yeah.
Because I didn't really want to handle it, but now I will. That's the motivation. He's like, suck it up, loser. Okay, man, you got it. Parker does an awesome live show. ParkerMcCollum.com. We're going to come back with Parker in a second. New tour dates are up all the way through. I mean, it's like two pages of dates. Dang, you're going to be so rich when this tour's over.
Hey, by the way, your band.
My band. Oh, the Raging Idiots.
Badass.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry if I said
that's all right. Appreciate that.
Really cool. And I listened. I was on the plane when they sent me the the edit
for the TV show.
The show.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's all you, bro.
Blown away, dude. It's I had, you know, I had my drummer after sound check. I had my drummer come to the show. I said, you need to come see this boy hit the cans.
Oh, I thought it was because he's like, you need to jump in real quick because they are not good.
I was like, you need to come
yeah,
see
I
this
appreciate
boy hit
that.
The cans.
We really, you know, we're as dumb as we are, and Eddie and I are, our band is awesome.
That's what I always say. I say, I'm the least talented person on our stage by far.
I didn't say that, though, and you said I meant. Did you see what just happened? He goes, I say, okay, I hear you. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Go! On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Parker McCollum.
Can you fix stuff?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm like, I'll take it on. I'm like, all right, I'm going to fix this. But most of the time I'm like, I just don't even want to deal with it.
And you're gone, you know? So much. I assume when you get home, you don't want to have to fix the dryer.
No, there's a fine line, you know, like the doorknob or, you know, some stuff like that. I can be pretty handy, but once it gets into the electrical stuff, I'm like my father-in-law is really good with electricity, thank God, and he does all that for me.
You mow the yard ever?
No, I'm about to buy a lawnmower. I bought this new house and it's got a huge yard And I was like, I'm going to buy it. Hallie was like, you're never going to be home to mow. I'm like, I know, but when I am, I want to. So
you like mowing?
I like anything working outside.
Yeah, not me. I like the internet.
You don't like to sweat?
Not anymore. I sweat working out, but I'm good. I don't need ice.
When the money's good, baby.
I did maintenance on a golf course forever, mowed all yards forever. I'm all good.
But like a week or two ago, you spent like 3 hours cleaning up your backyard.
Because there was a storm.
He had to do it.
Oh. Bad storm.
Yeah.
And you had to get some satisfaction from that.
Just sending the picture to my wife being like,
look what
it.
I did.
Literally, that's all I cared about was, I wanted to get it done because it was a disaster. But then I sent the before. I said, oh man, look at this. It's a mess over here. And then she went, dang, that is terrible. And I went, but here's what I just did. And I sent it after.
So smart.
Like part two.
Yeah.
And then she thought I was so sexy.
Yeah. Hey,
she didn't.
I wouldn't disagree with her.
She didn't think that at all.
I wouldn't disagree with her.
I saw you giving a tour of your bus on Instagram. You got a new bus?
I did.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
So, but you designed, how do you design a bus? What are you designing exactly?
I mean, when I say I designed it, I took a bunch of screenshots of some other buses and I said, I want to do this, 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 and this. That's kind of when I started building. I just, once I had my own, I'm like, all right, now I know how I want
to
do it.
So when you buy a bus, do you just, you like go to the bus lot?
I did not, I'll never
car
buy a
dealer?
Bus.
Okay. But you designed a bus you didn't buy?
Yeah, they let you build it.
Dang, I need to do that. Just like for one trip. I'll design it. Go on one trip. I'm good.
You could. It's expensive though, dude. But my thing is always, you know, that's where I spend so much of my time. It's my home on the road. So yeah. If you're going to put money anywhere, you want to put it to where you're comfortable. And it's nice, dude. I have not regretted it one time.
Is it true? And I think this is probably true, that it just shows what kind of guy you are, that you turned down your dad's offer to buy you a bus early on in your career.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you turn that down?
I feel like I was pretty aware when I was a kid of especially kind of the Texas music scene and the guys that I like grew up really idolizing, and you know, the whole mantra, their whole reputation, it goes all the way up to Willie, is road warriors and doing it the hard way and paying your dues and earning it. And I really paid a lot of attention to that when I was a really little kid. And so when I really kind of started touring and trying to do it for a living, you know, my dad's just a businessman. He's not in the music business, he's in the car business, but he's a numbers guy. You know, and he was like, man, I'll buy you in-ears, buy you a bus, all this stuff. And I was like, it's never going to work like this. I'll always be looked at as, you know, the kid whose dad bought him a music career. That was like really heavy on my mind. I was like, I want to go out and I'm going to do it the hard way. And if you're good enough, you know, you can make it. So
you had to cancel a couple shows back in February because you were sick. Your mm-hmm. voice was shot, which happens. How sick and how far did you have to get until you were like, oh, I have to, because I know you don't want to cancel anything for any reason whatsoever.
Well, you know, people forget it. It's like, you know, you lose a lot of, you're paying a lot of people to be there. You're going to lose a lot of money canceling a show. Like, you only do it if you're, you know, I've done it before. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to play the show and go out there, and it is garbage. And these people paid their hard-earned money to come see you, and they're not getting what they paid for. But I was actually feeling a little better when we canceled that show, but I'd gone out and sang three nights in a row, dog sick, like nasty sick. I mean, yakking up stuff on the stage and not good. And so by the fourth day I was like, okay, like this is too much. And so we just went back and made it up though. It was epic. It's a great show.
I saw that. It's what reminded me of it. But that's a great point that you brought up, is that it does cost you money to cancel a show. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're like, oh, I don't feel like working. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cancel it and everything's the same. No, everybody you brought on the road, the whole crew, all the
40 crew and buses and 18-wheelers and everything, we're there ready to roll. They're loading in. And I'm like, I can't go. There's no way I can go tonight.
You ever run, what I'll do sometimes, run to like a minute clinic, get a steroid shot?
Oh, yeah. I lived on steroid pills last year.
It saved, but then I feel terrible like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. Play good golf, though.
You do?
You ever hit a golf ball on prednisone?
No. What does that do? Because I'll start.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but you swing a lot harder in the ball. And the best golf I've ever played in my life is after like singing on steroid pills.
Wow. He's really selling that.
Yeah.
Wow. I like it.
Prednisone.
Your album comes out in May. What's... like, why should we be excited?
Dude, I don't know, Bobby. I'm so weird about putting records out. I get real beside myself. Every record I've put out, I always leave the studio feeling like I missed big time. And all three of them have done, you know, considerably well for me, even though I felt that way every time. And hopefully this way will be the same way. But I don't know. It's a lot, dude. This songwriting for me is such a, you know, it kind of, it's a hard on my mind, writing songs. And the places that I try to go to write songs and where I write them from, you know, it's not just, you know, kind of easy stuff. So
you ever feel too vulnerable? Like I put too much out
there? No, there's a song on this record. It's a piano ballad. And I'm like, I don't think I'll ever get more vulnerable than that song. But
what's that one called? Just so I can be
ready.
Have
Your Heart Again.
Okay. Remember that for when he comes back next month. Have Your Heart Again. We're going to make him cry.
Yeah.
We're going to bring a piano in. I'm going to just play it, and he's going to cry because he's going to hear it.
It's got a big falsetto in it.
Really? You go up high?
Have your heart again. That's pretty close. It seems like you've heard it before.
Come on. All right, so album comes out May 12th. We'll talk to you when the record comes out, but let's talk about the tour real quick because you put up a bunch of new shows.
Mm-hmm.
How long is your set? Full Parker night?
90 minutes.
What's your first song on the set list?
To Be Loved By You.
Oh, you come out with a hit. Get tickets to the show, a bunch of new dates at it, parkermccollum.com. A lot of great openers. Corey Kent, who's awesome. Katie Offerman, love her. Larry Fleet. I mean, Randy Rogers band some. It's just a
Gary Allen's opening for us in Dallas.
Really?
At Dos Equis.
That's got to be super cool for you.
I've never met him. I can't wait to meet him. I'm very excited.
Doesn't he have like a whale penis or something in his house?
Excuse me?
What is it, Morgan?
Yes,
is he packing
does.
Like that? Well,
it's not his. It's a,
oh,
yeah.
It's his collection. He likes to keep them. And the reason he does is because he says if anybody ever robs him, he wants to grab that. And he wants that to be the story that he hit him with a whale penis.
What?
What on earth?
Ask him about that, Parker.
I've been on the show a few times now, and that's the best moment that I've had on this show.
There it is. Mm. Parker McCollum, tickets at ParkerMcCollum.com. Handle on you, crushing it, going to be a number one. And that's it for today. Parker, good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
Right, there
y'all
it is.
Wild.
Parker McCollum, everybody.
Y'all wild.
This is Raisa from Minnesota.
I have a TV recommendation that you all need to watch ASAP. It's Jury Duty on Amazon Prime/Freevee. It is so good. It's filmed like The Office, following a jury through a case, but the case and jury are all actors except for one juror who really thinks she's on jury duty. And I mean, I have not laughed this hard in forever. It just came out on Friday, I think, and everyone needs to go watch.
My wife was telling me about this show. I haven't watched it, but she says we have to watch the show because only one person isn't in on it. And so I was looking at the Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience scores a 98%, which is super high. Wow. The reviewer scores 38.
Yeah, they're all like,
hey, hoity-toity. Yeah,
look at us.
I don't like funny things. I'm a stupid idiot. Yeah. Jury Duty. Okay, I appreciate that. That's the second person that's recommended that to me, so I'll be sure to check it out. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
This story is for Eddie. If you struggle with road rage, put peppermint oil in your car or peppermint air freshener or eat a peppermint patty while you drive.
Or go to therapy.
Hold on. Back to the peppermint. So this is like a smell. It's supposed to make me calm when people drive like fools on the road.
A new study found that the scent of peppermint can reduce aggressive driving behaviors. So road rage may be relieved.
To be fair,
I'm a vigilante.
No, you're not.
What?
We all drive like idiots. Sometimes we don't even know we're driving like idiots. Mm-hmm. Remember when you didn't have a blinker that was working? You were just cutting people off like crazy?
Yeah.
So they could have thought you were being an idiot and a bad driver, but it wasn't. There was a mishap with your car. So we all, I'm just going to say it again, we all make not the best decisions while driving. Some of us more than others, Amy. But the rest of us, we still do mess up. You pull in the middle sometimes, people can't get through. Oh. And you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Then you don't look up. You just look at your steering wheel.
That's so embarrassing.
We all mess up. So if somebody cuts you off, just think, oh, that's accidentally been me before too, and I didn't even realize it.
Okay.
Also, peppermints.
Inhale the peppermint.
Yes.
Sniff it. Okay. We need to buy Eddie some peppermint oil. Okay, Bobby, I have small gestures that are going to earn you bonus points with your wife.
Small gestures. Go ahead.
This is from Ask Men.
Let me see if I do them. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello and goodbye kisses.
Yeah, but I leave way early, and she doesn't like it when I wake her up with a kiss. She doesn't like anti-Sleeping Beauty. Because that's where, you know, do they wake Sleeping Beauty up with a kiss?
Yeah.
She doesn't like Sleeping Beauty then.
I don't remember that movie.
Yeah, me either.
Okay, cuddles.
Yeah, we cuddle. It's fine. She cuddles me mostly. I'm the little spoon basically every night.
You could have just left that out.
Yeah.
Little things like, you know, putting a little note on, like, the mirror for her or on her computer that she'll find.
Mm. I don't do that one.
Like on a post-it?
Do you ever do that?
Yeah, I wrote notes, but I think if we write notes, sometimes I'll send her an email at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's not writing
No, it is because it's like a nice email. It's like it's not like, hey, I need you to pay this bill. It's like, hey, I really enjoyed this. You look really nice.
Interesting.
Little thing could be, slipping something into her bag so she sees it when she gets to work. And it makes me think about how...
The problem is she lost one that I wrote her a long time ago.
Yes, that you told that story at your wedding. That was like your... What was that, your speech?
Part of it.
Vows?
Yeah. I wrote her one. I was like, when's she ever going to say she saw this real note? Then it was never in her bag. Turns out it had fallen out and I found it way later. Same. No. Yeah.
Chores. Yeah. You could do chores.
No.
What? You did. You cleaned up after the storm.
That's true.
That's kind of
that one. That's
show, the one. Show appreciation.
I do a lot of dog stuff. Oh, yeah. I try to do better than that. Yeah.
Okay.
Better
affection for no reason.
Yeah.
Letting her sleep.
Yeah. Well, sometimes.
And then leading her through a crowd, like if you're at a busy place, like you being like, I got this, babe.
She leads me through a lot of crowds.
Oh, my goodness.
She's like, yeah, I got this. And hold on. Yeah, thank you. All right,
Trisha Yearwood had to put out a warning to her fans yet again. She is not endorsing any sort of keto gummies, but there are some ads out there that are like so legit that she had to put out this full-blown statement that she has never been a part of, endorsed, or anything for these keto gummies. It's a weight loss scam. Don't fall for it.
Why do they say she is? Are they using her picture? Is it a fake?
Yeah, they're exploiting her name, her face, her voice.
Wow.
Overall likeness without permission. Like, her it's a voice. Really...
Dang.
How do you do that? Like, you're going to get caught.
I guess you can do it until they sue you, cease and desist.
Wow.
Yeah, there's fake ads all over TikTok, Facebook. Maybe people are calling.
I've never endorsed a single thing in my life. All of a sudden, every time I turn the radio on, it's me like, hey, what are you here for?
That's really you.
No, it's really me. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this 52-year-old nerd in Phoenix, Arizona.
Why you got to start with nerd?
A nerd?
Are you saying that? Is this some sort of Lunchbox
editorial?
Okay.
This is my editorial. I'm adding my own commentary to the story.
Okay.
He is out playing Pokemon Go. That's why he's a nerd. He's 52 years old. And who knew Pokemon Go was still a thing?
Well, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm cool. I'm hip.
Like anybody that says they're hip, not hip.
I'm the in crowd.
Go ahead.
This is the out crowd. So he's out doing Pokemon Go, and he comes across a 15-foot-long spoon that had been stolen from the local Dairy Queen.
This was in the news because they couldn't find the spoon.
Yeah, three dudes on a motorcycle took the spoon and ditched it behind the middle school, and this guy's out playing Pokemon. I don't know what you're trying to get. A Go-Get? What are they called? What's his name?
Pikachu?
That's his name. A Pikachu. And he finds the spoon, and he's able to return it to the people at the Dairy Queen, and it was going to cost them $7,000 to replace it. So they said, hey, as a reward, we're going to give you... every single Blizzard that's on the menu, you can come by once a day and get a Blizzard.
Hey!
Cool.
For all the summer flavors, you can try all of them.
Oh.
But I was like, if it's going to cost them $7,000 to replace it, give them $7,000.
No, or they just got out a new one then with that logic.
Okay, then give them $3,500.
They're giving him... He wasn't doing it for a prize.
I know.
He was out trying to find a Pikachu.
And who knows
if say that out loud.
You went and stood in line to meet a teen mom at a book signing.
But I'm not 52 years old.
Basically, you look it.
Cool.
Got him.
You don't really look it. But okay, good for him. He turned it in. Now he's got free DQ.
What do they want? What's that big spoon for? Like they use it in the restaurant?
It's in front of the DQ.
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious.
I call it Dairy Queen still, but I know DQ's the name. So yeah, he returned the spoon. But I just remember being in the news for like 3 days looking for the spoon.
Yeah, and they even made shirts at the restaurant. And they were handing them out. Where's my spoon?
Oh.
Funny.
Well, they got it.
I got it.
There you go. Yes, anything else that's good? Like,
no.
I feel like you came into this negatively.
I had no idea if he found the Pikachu or not, but he got the spoon back and he said, I don't even want the blizzards.
Okay.
There you have it. Good for him. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.